Awful crash of air ambulance jet in Philadelphia leaves 6 dead, 6 injured. By Bob Price on February 1, 2025. The crash of a jet rescue air ambulance aircraft in northeast Philadelphia killed 6 people and left 6 people on the ground injured Friday evening. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called the crash an awful aviation incident. Wow. Aftermath from the plane crash in Philadelphia. pic.twitter.com/ku6v9grj. Benny Johnson, at Benny Johnson, February 1, 2025. A Mexican registered Learjet 55, tail number SAUCI, departed from Northeast Philadelphia Airport shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday. Approximately 1 minute later, the aircraft fell from about 1,600 feet and crashed on the streets of Philadelphia at the intersection of Cottman Avenue and Busselton Avenue near the Roosevelt Mall. Granular data for SAUCI now available at takeoff, 23:06 and 16 seconds UTC, 18:06 local time. Max altitude, 1,650 feet at 23:06 and 53 seconds. Descent at 23:06 and 56 seconds. Max vertical rate reported, -11,008 FPM. pic.twitter.com/ac9cli7. Flight Radar 24, at Flight Radar 24, February 1, 2025. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance said a child receiving treatment in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition was being transported to her home in Mexico, the Associated Press reported. The plane was en route to Tijuana, Mexico, after a scheduled stop in Branson, Missouri. The child's mother and a crew of 4 were also on board the aircraft. "We cannot confirm any survivors," jet rescue officials stated. "Everyone on board the aircraft was a citizen of Mexico," NCC Philadelphia reported. Shriners Children's Hospital in Philadelphia told Fox 29 they treated the young girl. "Our hearts go out to the families of the medical crew and pilots who were also lost in this tragic event, as well as all of the people who were affected on the ground, and we're thankful to the first responders for their quick action," a hospital spokesperson said in a statement. The crash's impact left a massive hole in the ground and scattered burning fuel and debris for blocks. NBC Philadelphia reported that a home near the point of impact caught fire, as did several vehicles in the immediate vicinity. Numerous security cameras and cell phones captured a massive fireball. Drone footage from above of the plane crash scene in northeast Philadelphia. pic.twitter.com/9v9jwvxo. Philly Crime Update, at Philly Crime UPD, February 1, 2025. In addition to the 6 fatalities from the aircraft crash, 6 other people sustained injuries and were transported to local hospitals. 3 of those were treated and released. The others are reported to be in stable condition. Fire crews from across the city responded and began putting out fires caused by the crash. The spread of burning fuel severely damaged at least 1 home. By morning, fire department officials reported all of the fires were under control. A man who works at a nearby gas station told NBC 10 the scene looked like something from a movie. "People kept trying to walk towards the smoke. There was black smoke. You could smell the jet fuel," he told the local NBC affiliate. Governor Josh Shapiro told reporters Friday night that he expects there will be loss from the damages caused from the crash. "We'll make sure that whatever is needed in this community gets to this community," the Pennsylvania governor stated. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance reacted to the second aviation-related crash in less than a week. "Very sad situation. May God bless the victims and their families." pic.twitter.com/nz8xo9psw. J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, February 1, 2025. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker asked residents to stay away from the crash scene. She said the investigation was still ongoing. Local streets were shut down for blocks in multiple directions from the scene. The mayor announced shelters for residents who could not return to their homes. A recording appears to have captured a conversation between the air traffic controller in the tower and the pilot of the doomed aircraft. After takeoff, the controller instructed the pilot to turn to a heading of 290 degrees and cleared the pilot to depart. The pilot acknowledged the instruction. Hashtag breaking news. Air traffic controller communication with a Learjet 55 just prior and right after the plane dives and crashes violently in the streets of Philadelphia. Hashtag plane crash. Hashtag Philadelphia pic. Twitter.com/GAAtized. Tucker Blue 3, at Tucker Blue 3, February 1, 2025. The next instruction from the controller was for the pilot to change frequencies to Philadelphia departure. The pilot acknowledged the instruction. Within seconds, the controller advised another aircraft that they had lost a plane and were closing the airfield. "I have a lost aircraft. We are not exactly sure what happened," the controller stated. The jet appeared to be in flames as it fell from the sky at a rate of more than 11,000 feet per minute. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy stated his department would send investigators from the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board. This is the second major aviation-related crash this week. On Wednesday night, a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed into an American Airlines regional jet on final approach into Reagan National Airport, Breitbart News reported. That crash remains under investigation. More information about the crash as it unfolded can be seen on Breitbart News live wire coverage. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.